instructions are on the page. 2 months' worth of archives are stored in mono, and half a month's worth in stereo.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal.
If you're having trouble, please email sys@ckut.ca. That's sys@ckut.ca. Oh,
yeah! I want to be a motivator.
CKUT, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
GemArt Center is pleased to present When Big Man Talk, the exhibit. Come experience a captivating fusion of paintings, photography, an immersive virtual reality experience and more. To kick off the exhibit, GemArt is presenting the film African Redemption, The Life and Legacy of Marcus Garvey, screening January 31st at 7 p.m. at the Maison de la Culture Côte des Neiges. Then experience When Big Man Talk, the exhibit, from February 3 to 10 at Galerie Lucie Michel, and after that from February 11 to 14 at the UNIA. For tickets, call 438-507-9258 or head to jam-montreal.com and click Jam Arts Center.
Black Theater Workshop presents the world premiere of Diggers by Donna Michelle St. Bernard. Abdul and Solomon introduce newbie Bai to the intricacies and dignity of grave digging. But when illness hits their town, they must make the best of a bad situation. Full of song, laughter, tears, and beautiful humanity, Diggers is a tribute to essential workers. Catch Diggers at the Siegel Center Studio from February 1st to the 17th. Get your tickets at siegelcenter.org or call 514-739-7944. More information at blacktheaterworkshop.ca. This is a Black Theater Workshop and Prairie Theater Exchange co-production and CKUT co-presentation.
This week on
Trapped in a Field.
Actually, if it were authentic, the diameter of the Vortal Crable Circular would be the exact...
I know, Amy. And I hate to interrupt, but do you know where we're going?
Not really. I'm just following that strange sound.
Yeah, what is that?
I think it's coming through our tinfoil hats.
Right. It must be a radio signal.
Tim and Amy come upon a radio in the middle of a crop circle, in the middle of a field. Celestial alien wavebenders boosting signal? No, it must be...
CKUT.
I think we can use this to communicate with the alien overship.
Let me see that.
This is just a radio after all.
Wait! I was so distracted by those sounds, I don't even know where we are.
Oh no. Are we...
trapped in a field?
They are.
At least we have the radio.
Thank Morzak for CKUT.
Be sure to tune in this week for the dramatic conclusion of
Trapped in a Field.
Keep it moving there.
All right, just get that formaldehyde into the truck.
All right. I hate that smell.
Formaldehyde had never hurt anyone.
You ever embalm anyone, Doctor?
They're strictly for the undertakers.
None of these old pipes haven't given away altogether.
We don't have money for repairs, and anyway, they won't have to last another 3 months. That'll be the end of this whole damn place.
You'll be reassigned, Warden.
No. There's no reassignment for me. My kind is finished. Country clubs and honor farms they want now. This letter came from the Department of Correction this morning. You're all reassigned. Every guard, every prisoner, and you, Dr. Saunders. They said, I'm not oriented enough in the new system.
Garbage. Oh, one more. Yeah. Yes.
If we stand around and talk about it, we won't.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, Paul. Have they told you where you're going to be transferred to yet?
No, not yet.
The couple that own the trailer court are going to close it down and move on. I'm going to have to find someplace else to live.
I'll still see you every day, won't I?
Well, it ain't no picnic driving out here every day. Working that cafe, being felt up by salesmen and truck drivers?
Well, I was beginning to think that maybe, damn it, you liked it.
Well, maybe I do.
Johnson. Come here. You got 1 minute. Go on, don't spoil a good thing. You got 1 minute.
That whistle blows, I turn this key to the ignition of the flight.
But McGee's out there right now. I'm
concerned about McGee, yes. McGee has a gun, we need a gun. Oh, I remember McGee let you hold your old lady for a little while. I see. Anybody that even smells like trouble at this break is dead. Mr. Mitchell, he knows rules.
I hope they kill you, Braddock. Some of us deserve to be in here and some of us don't, but I hope they kill you.
I'll choke him with my hands.
No, you won't. Because of your riot in here, and Braddock wouldn't want that. No. He's got a better use for all of you. Or he wouldn't have made your mind simple, feeding you all that formaldehyde vapor.
Come on, Donald. It's time to move. What's that?
Nolan.
Come on. Men, back to your bunks. Move it!
This man's still alive.
Braddock.
Oh. Some of you men, give me a hand here, please. Yeah, right. Easy, easy.
Braddock, get your gun.
In the car.
I know where this is.
It was an accident. It was an accident! It was an accident! It was an accident!
You're going to hell, you little son of a bitch.
These men don't deserve this, Warden.
I'll decide that, Doctor. Braddock lived in agonizing pain 48 hours longer than the rest of them. He too shall be tossed into a shallow, unmarked grave without dignity, as they were. Now the same thing goes for any of you who attempt to escape from this camp or any other camp you're transferred to. You six men knew of the escape, and yet you said nothing. You shall remain here for 3 days on bread and water.
This sort of punishment was outlawed years ago, Warden.
You shall stay here for 4 days, Mitchell. And I shall add one additional day for every word I hear from any of you.
Officer McGee was murdered because you chose to say nothing. Take it away. Like this.
Keep moving there.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Oh!
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson! Jake! They won't let me go! Jake, don't leave me! Don't leave me, Jake! Don't go away, Jake!
Have the liquid back of the can. We will destroy the living. We will destroy the living.
This will help you to sleep, Carol.
I can't sleep thinking about Paul.
Now, Paul's going to be all right. He was lucky. I'm going to have him transferred to the county hospital in a couple of days, and he'll get good treatment there. You'll be able to get an apartment in the city. Now, you just relax, and this drug will take effect real soon. And when you awaken, this horrible nightmare will be all over. And you and Paul will be together again, all right?
Thank you, Pop.
Very nice of you to take care of Carol the way you did, Mrs. Fleming.
Oh, that's all right. She couldn't stay alone in that old trailer she rented. Doesn't even have hot water.
I'll stop in again tomorrow. Good night.
Caused it, Warden.
I don't know.
The phones are all out, too.
Sergeant, I want every man to his emergency post.
Yes, sir. Shall I send somebody out here to pick up his body?
No. You take it back with you now. I want no one out here alone. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
All you men, I want you to stay together. Keep your flashlights on the bushes along the sides of the road. Like somebody got to him with an axe.
Braddock was carrying an axe.
Long talk.
Johnson's wife said a group of men attacked the trailer court tonight and killed a man and woman in the same way.
Believe me.
I saw Braddock and the others.
Issue every man 2 boxes of ammo.
Yes. What about the prisoners in the yard?
So far, Zablonsky, nothing has happened inside the camp. The prisoners stay where they are.
I saw Braddock and the others.
No. You saw somebody. So did I. But you didn't see any dead men.